mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Time, we're here live, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, blasting out on a growing list of wonderful, wondrous, brave AM and FM affiliates, simulcasting during the day on Global Shortwave at 9.985, at night at 3210, and the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to have him for the next hour and a half. We're going to talk about a host of global issues and show how they all lead back to this cult, this generational death cult, this hereditary, really, aristocracy, underground royalty that runs America. And at the heart of it, one of the major organs, I would describe it, is nothing is paramount in this system with these top organizations. They're all really organs that all work together in concert, like organs in your body, is the order of death, or, you know, it is Skull and Bones. And really, the preeminent book on the subject is full of just hundreds of pictures and documents. It's encyclopedic, but it's also a quick read. I couldn't put it down almost a year ago when a friend gave me a giant hard copy of it. It's the size of, as I said, the Fort Worth phone book, 3 or 4 inches thick. We're joined by Chris Milligan, who took all the other great research of the decades of Anthony Sutton and others, added to it, perfected it, brought more new information in. And this is the book to have, and we'll tell you how to get it a little bit later. Chris Milligan, good to have you on with us.
Thank you very much for having me, Alex.
You bet. We're going to break here in a few minutes and you know, come back with a longer segment. But just in a nutshell, tell us who Chris Milligan is, how you woke up, why you wrote this definitive work.
I'm an intelligence brat. My father was in OSS and CIA. He quit them in the late 50s because he didn't want to be involved in the narcotics importation. And then he told me some things in the late 60s that I didn't understand. And then I ran across Anthony Sutton's book, and that helped me, and I've just been researching it for about 30, 40 years.
You know, Anthony was a real gentleman. About a month before he died, I emailed him to interview him. I interviewed him about 6 years ago. And the guy emailed me, little did I know he was near death, and he apologized for not being able to come on. I mean, what a gentleman.
He was a classic English gentleman, yes he was, and a bit cantankerous at times, and he got real tired of getting pigeonholed into what he always would get pigeonholed. They'd always call him a, you know, I'm not saying that John Birchers are bad, but they would always just, you know, say, oh, he's just some.
Well, he was a best-selling author. I mean, he was really he's a very respected researcher.
Well, you know, when he died, I couldn't get any newspaper to run a obituary. Not one newspaper would run an obituary about him. I mean, what happens when you get to be a revealing author is that they have the powers that be have to just ignore him. And if the internet hadn't come about, he would be even more ignored than he is right now.
Well, perhaps before you leave us today, in the next hour, perhaps we can do a posthumous review of Anthony Sutton, because we need to remember heroes like him.
Yes, indeed. God bless. I would appreciate that.
We got about 60 seconds before the break. Chris Milligan, author of Fleshing Out Skull and Bones. I want to go over the history of it and obviously how it operates and compare it, you know, to the Skull and Bones election. Quite a happening. But what is the order of death?
What is it? It is a multi-generational cult that seems to use a low-level form of sorcery, death magic, and they seem to, by creating death, they seem to feel that they get power from death.
Very
and,
nice.
That in a nutshell is what it is. I mean, it's many things to many different people, and you know, some of its own members don't know exactly what it is.
Are you by a computer?
Yes.
You can go to PrisonPlanet.com. On the right-hand side, there's pictures, news, and focus. And it says Bohemian Grove, death fixation.
Oh, yeah, they're part of it.
Well, some new photos have surfaced. We'll talk about those later. I just want to get your take on them. We'll be right back.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fleshing out Skull and Bones, 712 pages long, full of documents and photos. It's $24.95, and I really want people to get this book. Here's the toll-free number to get it, 877-300-7645. That's 877-300-7645. And I kept meaning to carry this book. I don't carry it. I'm not selling it, but the network, I convinced the network itself on their website to be carrying it. They have it in stock, and that goes to support the satellites and all the great folks, and it's really a preeminent book. You can go to gcnlive.com/GCN store, or just go to gcnlive.com and click on the GCN store. They have it there on a secure online shopping cart as well, or 877-300-7645. Chris Milligan, for those stations that just joined us, some carry the news in that first five-minute segment. Again, tell us, this is a good window into this, because a lot of people wake up to the New World Order. I mean, when I was in high school, my first 2 years in Dallas, Rockwall to be exact, everybody knew the sheriff dealt the cocaine and the marijuana, but then he'd bust the kids that were using the marijuana. And then later he got busted bringing it in. So I grew up knowing that the government was involved in it. I had known people who were in the CIA who told me that the government brought drugs in. That's a good way to wake up to corruption, is to actually witness it. But your father, tell us about your father, and again, how growing up you were, on the inside of some of the secret goings on. And let's get into how Skull and Bones founded our CIA and really how secret societies are the old name for intelligence agencies. Tell us all about it.
Well, my father got involved with the intelligence services when he was 18 years old as an exchange student to the University of Shanghai in 1936. And then he ended up leaving Shanghai a week before the Japanese bombed it, went across Russia from Vladivostok to Austria on the Trans-Siberian Railway, and ended up in 1937 at a conference in Oxford where the Dulleses were. It was a world religious conference. And then right after he graduated in 1939, he went directly to Washington, D.C., and went to work at a, first at a boys' school that I've since found out was a entree place for intelligence and training, and then went to work in the basement of the Library of Congress underneath a Archibald MacLeish, who was OSS and a member of the Order of Skull and Bones, became the Philippine desk in the OSS, and in the basement there of the Library of Congress is where they started the CIA World Factbook and started on 3x5 cards. And then OSS wanted somebody on MacArthur's staff. Well, General Willoughby, who's actually a German Teschwitz Weidewasser or something like some name, they didn't want anybody from OSS on their staff, so they, in 1943, they sheep-dipped my dad, put him into the military.
Now, explain what that means.
Sheep-dip is basically... you take somebody and put them in another organization to give them some
cover.
Yeah, so it's basically a legend. And so they put him into the Army and put him into G2. And so he was a member of OSS and G2 at the same time, where very few people were there. Basically what that means is he has access to two sets of books. Because G2 is military intelligence, OSS is intelligence run out of the president's office. And they don't always tell each other what they know. And my dad ended up running a bunch of the guerrillas in the Philippines, but they wanted to get him out of there because they had some suspicions about him, so they got him out, and he ended up, after the Philippines got taken over, he ended up running the research and analysis for the invasion of Japan. And then after the invasion of Japan and his muster out in 1946, he worked on a paper about the Japanese use of heroin before World War II. And then he went through a couple alphas and went into the CIA. And his last overt job in the CIA, he was branch chief, head of all of intelligence, research and analysis for East Asia. And then he went covert and took the family to Indonesia in the early 50s. And I spoke Dutch and Malay before I spoke English because, you know, our family was being covered for our father. And then he got dysentery really bad, and we moved back to the D.C. area, to Fairfax. And then in 1956, he made a trip with my mother. They told us children that he was going to write a book called The Church in Southeast Asia, which was never written. And he ended up, they went to the Philippines and Japan and then to Vietnam and to Thailand. And at this point in time, I had been really studying the drug trade, and I was very interested in Chiang Mai, Thailand, and they had gone to Chiang Mai. And so my dad died in early 1990, and I really didn't start figuring things out. I mean, he told me some things, but they didn't make any sense to me.
Tell us what your father told you.
Well, my father told me, he sat me down. First he asked me, he says, what do you think of the Vietnam War? in, you know, being a, I was raised on World War II and John Wayne movies. All my uncles were in World War II. And being a teenager, I gave my dad a flip little answer.
We were kicking some commie behind.
Right. I said, yeah, you know, you got some hand grenades and a rice paddy. You go throw the grenades and win it for the good guys wearing the white hats, you know? And my dad said we had to have a talk because, I mean, yeah, we all, you know, we knew my dad had been in the intelligence services, but, you know, I mean, he was just my dad. I mean, it wasn't something that he came and talked about at the dinner table or anything. And so, he was just my dad. So he waited a while, and there was a professor from Vanderbilt, Professor D.F. Fleming, who became friends with my dad, and he was in town, and my dad said it was time to have that talk, and so he took me in a room and sat me down, my little brother's room, never forget it, and he said the Vietnam War is about drugs. There's these secret societies behind it. And then he says, and communism's all a sham. These same secret societies are behind it all. It's all a big game. And I'm just, you know, first when he says the thing about drugs and secret societies, I'm thinking, okay, he's talking about the mafia. And then he says the thing about communism being a sham, and, you know, I'm trying to sit there and think, you know, and I'm, well, Dad, you're saying that mafia's running you're nuts, Dad. And then this little light comes in my head and says, oh, this is a drug talk, because I was, you know, this was the late 60s. I was a teenager. I was growing my hair long and smoking a little pot. And so I figured this is my dad's way of having a drug talk with me. So, you know, you kind of go on automatic pilot because, you know, when you're a teenager, you know more than your dad anyway, right? You know? And so they told me some stuff about how it was my understanding that when Eisenhower came aboard, they were asked to do this big report. And in this report, they had said about Southeast Asia, you don't get involved in a land war nation, you work with Ho Chi Minh, because we'd work with him during World War II. And
by the way, let me just stop you for a second, for people that don't understand this. This is what men used to do in this country, is you sit your young men down and you explain to them the things you've learned in life, how you've learned the world really works, especially if your family's in government or whatever industry they're in. And growing up, these are the type of talks my dad would have with me, just in separate areas, things he had learned, things that he had seen, things that had been imparted to him and other people in my family, and you know, certainly not skull and bones type stuff, but just other interesting things about life and society and about how the system really worked. Today, the average father just talks about football with their child and you know, doesn't get into these issues. And I actually think this is a good way to have an anti-drug talk with young people. I found it's very effective just talking to young people on the street. MTV and Hollywood selling that illegal drugs are cool, because at one level they're really creating a market there, then they also clamp down and go after the kids. When the kids put on these gang member type outfits, that's really a uniform that the police have been trained to alert to and to go after them. And if you explain that to young people, how they're being set up, I found they won't use drugs. But if you go to them and say it's too much fun, it's, you know, you're not old enough, or this stuff's really bad for you, they won't listen. But if you explain to them about the New World Order, they will not use the drugs. But just a whole other side issue. I'm sorry for interrupting. So you're in there talking to your father, and he's explaining to you that there's this false dialectic or false opposing forces that have been set up.
Well, yes, and you know, I don't know how much he knew about Order of Skull and Bones at that time. I mean, mostly what he talked about was he just called it a secret society, and you know, but like I said, this trip in '56 that they made, I was very, very interested in that about Chiang Mai, and so later I was talking with my mother after he died, because I wanted to know about that, because he was meeting Colonel Lansdale, and Colonel Lansdale came in right after my dad in the Philippines and took over. And so my dad, Colonel Lansdale, used to come over to the family house. And so I was talking with my mother, and I wanted to know how big Chiang Mai is, because it's now the second largest city in Thailand. All the major banks have branches there, and it's basically a heroin city. And I'd been told that it had been a very small, village in the in the 40s and whatnot. So I she'd been there in 56, so I asked her about it. She says, oh, yeah, the biggest thing in town then was the church, and she brought out her pictures, and she was looking at it, and then she made a little aside, and she said, you know, that's when I stopped believing everything that I read in the newspaper. And I asked my mother, I said, why? And she said, well, because they talked about this big battle in Vietnam where they had been the day before, and there was no, she said, right where they had been, and there was no battle. They were having a picnic. And so I look in this book, and yes, the next day, I mean, the day before, there's my mom, and she's, it says, with Colonel Lansdale out from Saigon with North Vietnamese military leaders. This was just right after Lansdale took over the Golden Triangle.
We got a break.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Well, I'm
Again, fleshing out Skull and Bones is encyclopedic, and I want to try to blow by blow go over the history of it, leading it up to the election we just had, where both candidates are related blood relatives, and on top of it, Skull and Bones members. And this isn't a joke, folks. I've been at Bohemian Grove. It is a death cult. Bohemian Grove is just an offshoot of Skull and Bones. Even MSNBC admits Skull and Bones was founded by the German cult run by Adam Weishaupt in 1832 with the Russell Trust money. We're going to cover all that. If you want the book, and I really want you to get this, you'll be an expert on Skull and Bones, 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645. I'll give that out again in the next segment. Chris Milligan, author of this incredible book, just finishing up, though, you know, your father, this intelligence chief, later in life, telling you the facts of life and getting into how these wars and things were staged, how the Vietnam War was about drugs. Finish up what you were saying before the break.
Okay, well, like I say, you know, my mother said that's when, you know, she stopped believing everything she read in the newspapers, because the newspapers were talking about a big battle in Vietnam at the same place where they had been. And so in looking at her picture book, there's a picture of her and Colonel Lansdale, my dad, and a bunch of soldiers, and it says, you know, out from Saigon with North Vietnamese military leaders. And this was right after Colonel Lansdale had taken over the Golden Triangle from the French in a shooting war, one of the very few shooting wars between Western intelligence agencies. And so basically what the Vietnam War was a completely staged war. They would have these fake battles so that they could get people to choose sides, because once you choose a side, you have to defend it, and you get all invested in it. And
that's why for 10 years we couldn't bomb the North, and all of this was going on. The thing that got us into the war proper in 64, Gulf of Tonkin, the tape has now been released with LBJ and McNamara. Never happened. They staged it. It was real for those that were dying on both sides.
But between
Ho Chi Minh, who our government gave $900 million before 1960 alone, and our government, it was a staged deal. And people just can't get that through their heads.
Right, right. And so basically, I mean, the big part of it is the drugs. And what they did was they created a hell, okay, sent young boys from America to hell for a year, proffered them heroin by 12-year-old girls, and then, gosh, some of them came back addicted, and they had a population here to start to continue, you know, to make them money, because, I mean,
And then they become pushers. Now, let's stop right there. And here's your dad, an intelligence chief in the area, telling you this, plus now it's part of the historical record. Now, let's talk about how Skull and Bones was founded. This is admitted. This is the encyclopedia, folks. Skull and Bones was founded with opium money. So, again, it goes back to this from the very beginning. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. Well, it was founded by William Huntington Russell. The Russell family was Russell and Company. They were the America's largest opium concern. They're were the third largest in the world. And these guys were making a big, 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 huge buck smuggling opium into China. And after opium became legal in the Second Opium War, you can see in the historical record where these guys, they lost their cash cow, and they went from controlling about 90% of the transportation infrastructure in the Far East to dropping to less than 10%. And then they proceeded to foment Spanish-American War, got the people all up in arms about Cuba.
Got the Philippines.
We didn't go to Cuba first. We went to the Philippines, and then they sent in William Howard Taft, who was son of the other founder, Alfonso Taft, and he declared opium illegal for the first time in modern Asia. The smuggling started, and then he started the Hague and the Shanghai Convention, which then gives them a black market, which allows them to sell three plants for more than gold. And the black market has nothing to do with, our health.
The same families got together. When people were bringing in competition of cocaine and opium and all this, they then had a campaign to ban the drug from being sold in drugstores. The price even went up higher, and they got to criminalize it, corrupt the police, control it. Understand, folks, they make it illegal so they boost the price.
Right, and also it corrupts the society from the top on down and from the bottom on up, because, well, you're in the South there. Is there any dry counties around you there? Now, when you're in a dry county, most people can get a drink, and guess what? The sheriff knows that they're getting a drink. You know, it's just a corrupting influence. And you know, I mean, these people do not care about America. They do not care about Christ. They lie.
Well, I remember in high school going to the bootlegger and buying beer.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and it was about three times as much as it'd be in a store.
Right. And you know, one thing Fleshing Out Skull and Bones is doing is basically, you know, it's a reference volume with lots of information in there.
Stay there. We got a long segment coming up, and we'll take calls. I want to go over the history of it, some of the rituals themselves.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You talk about secret societies. I talked about this yesterday. They image Anton LaVey of the Church of Satan in red pajamas with little plastic horns and a plastic, you know, Halloween outfit with a little pitchfork. Folks, let me just boil this down for you because I'm into history. Mainstream history books, 1,000 pagers. Are full of the Masons doing this and the Templars doing that and this secret society and that secret society. All they are the precursors of modern intelligence agencies. Information is power. You've got these brotherhoods, these good old boy networks, really these organized crime syndicates that all use their knowledge and their combined strength politically and financially to increase their power. And because they stretch back into antiquity, It grows like a coral reef, one group upon another and one family marrying into another family. Because it's organic, it has all the old trappings of stuff that literally goes back to Israel and to Babylon and to Rome and to Egypt. So they have all these trappings. And understand, 3 years ago, Mr. Rosenbaum of the New York Observer went up on top of a chimney, one of those tall chimneys in New Haven, Connecticut, and got video of a small part of a skull and bones ritual in a courtyard behind high walls. It looks like Eyes Wide Shut. People in black robes, masked, screaming, ah, Satan, doing simulated murder of women. A guy comes out dressed like the devil and says, come join me in the order of death. You know, all this. People have trouble dealing with that. But it was on national news. Peter Jennings said, oh, they're just having fun. Well, I've been to Bohemian Grove where they go as old men. Now even National Geographic last year comes out with a photo of a guy in a black hood over a body doing a simulated sacrifice. He found a new photo, which they released, they don't even hide this, of a bound black boy in, let me get the actual year here, in 1909. And when I was there, they were engaging in Moloch worship. And we've got all the Leviticus and quotes, King's quotes out of the Bible, where they would take the children and burn them in this altar. And that's the symbolism on the publications, the internal publications of the Grove. I mean, folks, these are old men doing this. And if your neighbor was doing this, you wouldn't let them walk your dog or babysit your children. You certainly wouldn't want them being your mayor. And so to them it's a big joke that they're ruthless, they're into all this weird stuff, they've got all this power, that they call themselves social Darwinist, is kind of the modern spin they put on it 100 plus years ago, that, well, we're ruthless and bad, but that's because we're really good. We're the strongest, and these poor fools are just weak. This is real, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm sorry if you don't want to face it. Let's get into the satanic nature of it and how it was founded and what the founding elements were, Chris Milligan, and then let's move forward, and we'll take calls as well. Let's move forward up into the 2004 election with these men who are related to each other on every side of their family in the same organization. Let's go over that from your research.
Again, you have William Huntington Russell, the founder. Had gone to Germany, and had come back from Germany and helped form this society. I mean, we have links on this group that go directly to the Illuminati through Phi Beta Kappa. Basically, Phi Beta Kappa had been a secret society. They had become an open honorary organization. They needed to continue on with the secrecy.
That's because it had been banned by John Quincy Adams.
Among others, yes. We had the big anti-Masonic
party.
People
have been caught murdering so many people and involved in so many ritual killings and the rest of it. They were being hunted down.
Right.
It was all over the major newspapers, folks.
Right. And I speaking of Moloch and whatnot, I looked at your website, and yes, there's some very good pictures there, and you know the symbol around the Capitol building. Now, if you go right up there around the top of the owl, basically what you have is the Masonic headquarters also. And yes, these things are very, very real. And basically what you have is these secret societies have control of all the cups, so they can, you know, move the pea around, put the pea under whatever cup they want at any particular time. And, you know, in 1832, when the Skull and Bones was founded, was also when Weishaupt died. And five princes went out from little Saxe-Gotha there to, one became a consort of Victoria, and one went to Greece. And
that's when the Germans took over England with the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha dynasty.
Right, right. And the Pope was Polish, right? You know? And so you have Opus Dei, and you have the Knights of Malta. And so you have all these organizations that are basically controlled by the same group, and they're used, you know, to, again, create sides among the people that, you know, they're trying to change the consciousness of the country. And they use our electoral process as a huge Hegelian dialectic to try
and boil it down
into their direction.
And to boil it down, it's WWF wrestling, where Macho Man goes, ooh, Hulk Hogan, I'm going to get you. And Hulk Hogan goes, oh, yeah. But after the fake match, they go and have dinner together and go on vacation together.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's you know, it has been a you know, we went from Eisenhower. I mean, it was very interesting how Eisenhower got in there.
Well, you know what? Before we get to that, let's go back here. I want to talk about the rituals that your book gets into, not just the history, but what we know from the evidence, what's really going on inside the Order of Death.
Well, the hangman equals death, the devil equals death, death equals death. That's the chant from their ritual. And, you know, they are they're a secret society that uses sorcery. I mean, they have a couple different things. One thing is these
numerology, totally obsessed with numerology.
Right, and these secret societies are assets of the intelligence service. Another thing there is you have this secret society at Yale campus, and who do you, let me see, they would have the legacy, the people that are related to, you know, all the royals, and then they would also bring in new blood. They would bring in, oh, the captain of the baseball team, the captain of the football team, the guy who's the good writer in the class. So these things are a way to broaden their genetic base, per se, because once people join Skull and Bones, a lot of times you find, well, they marry in then to Skull and Bones.
Yeah, and let's get this straight. Take Teresa Hines Carey, married to a Skull and Boneser, then she marries Carey.
Well, actually, Senator Hines wasn't a member of Skull and Bones. His father was, and that was a mistake that was in my first printing and was also in Alexander Robbins'
Well,
book.
I would differ with you from my studies. You know, it's a chapter 322. There's many other groups, and we see a lot of evidence that there are people. They also have a secret ring of members. It looks like Dick Cheney, who was at Yale, we know he had family members that were members. It looks like Cheney is Skull and Bones.
Oh, yes. There's lots of ways that you can, quote-unquote, meet the devil, okay, and make your deal with the devil. You do not have to be a member of Skull and Bones to get involved with this. And then they have what us researchers call, it's like a Fondi system, okay? If you make your deal with the devil, then you get access to, Fondi is a Venetian word meaning pool. And you have a access into this pool of money and power, and then also data and information that then allows you, I mean, Skull and Bones now owns Kmart and Sears.
Yeah, let's go over some of who the Skull and Bonesers are in government right now. I mean, we've got Security Exchange Commission heads, we've got senators, CIA chiefs, it goes on. Some of the prominent people that are members.
Well, I don't have the list directly in front of me, so I can't name off their names, but you have the top attorney for the Homeland Security, a couple of the attorneys in the Justice Department. You have some of the ambassadors are Skull and Bones. Right now there's basically 11 members from Skull and Bones in the cabinet that we know of. There is a huge amount of Skull and Bones. We have no idea who their members are because they are in a dark period. They've been in a dark period ever since 1969 and have not released their members to the public. It's only because of a disgruntled family member that we know the members from 69 to 85. But from 85 to now, we really don't know the members. We have some, there's a tabloid at Yale called The Rumpus, and it has released some members starting 1998 to about 2002. But we really don't even know a huge amount of who the members are. So we don't know who all of Skull and Bones is in the cabinet.
Talking about the hangman, we have a photo released by the Grove of the University of California at Berkeley that they're releasing these with them doing I guess we'll say mock hanging. It looks real. They're where almost 100 years ago they're hanging someone.
Well, you know, they want to work on, you know, everybody's prejudices and all of our hopes and our fears. And a lot of their battle, what they're doing, it's psy war. It's psychological. And they've spent a lot of money on psychological warfare. They spent a lot of money on, well, what does it take to get you to believe something? And basically what is going on right now, see, the culture far exceeds their conspiratorial control. And one thing they're doing is they are trying to change the consciousness of the culture so that it's easier for them to control.
Yeah, I mean, they can't hide the torture, so they just have every TV show say torture's good.
Right.
They can't. Exactly.
And then try and get us divided into red and blue and get us divided into, well, now I'm a member of this group that I don't like those people over there and they don't like me, you know, so...
It's called divide and conquer.
Right, right.
I mean, none of this is a secret, but Zbigniew Brzezinski, co-founder of the Trilateral Commission with David Rockefeller and Jimmy Carter, in his grand chessboard book, said we've got to divide the barbarians, we've got to dumb the people down, we've got to have terror attacks to mobilize them. I mean, he just talks about it, says that he calls us the slaves, and he actually calls us slaves.
Oh yeah, I mean,
he knows.
And look in the books, I mean, there's so much information that is just very, very damning, but, you know...
Let me give you some of the most powerful, Chris.
In Skull and Bones right now? Well, they own Federal Express. The Bush family is very, very powerful. Let's see. Who else do you have in there?
Well, let me just stop you for a second. For people that don't understand this, again, Yale admittedly is the heart of founding CIA and putting its people in. I mean, that's one of their biggest control arms, is it not?
Yes, indeed. Yes, the guy who was the first... Department of Personnel there was a guy from Skull and Bones. And then, I mean, it goes back even further. Skull and Bones has basically controlled the Morgan banking houses since the early 1900s. And Wild Bill Donovan, who started OSS, basically was running the intelligence service for the Morgan Bank before he started to do OSS. And so their relationship with the CIA is just huge. And when you look at, George H.W. Bush, it really appears that he was in the CIA directly after graduation. And
we also have this huge Nazi connection, Brown Brother Harriman, and the Bushes running that and the Nazis. And then how does that nexus in with Arnold hanging out with Lord Rothschild and hanging out with all these Skull and Bonesers and Bohemian Grove people today?
Well, you know, it seems that they would like to get Arnold to be president of the United States, you know? And, they all tie in financially and through blood.
Before we go to calls, I want to go over the blood relations and how they're all basically the core group related to each other and then related back to the royal houses of Europe. That's even Associated Press, London Guardian. But have you read Helmut Schmidt, the German chancellor of two decades ago, his autobiography, Men in Power?
No, I haven't. Sounds interesting.
Well, in that book that I put in my film Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, he says, I'm a member of the Trilateral Commission, CFR, Bilderberg Group, and we're for world government. He wrote it, folks. World government. And then he says... But I love our groves where we do druidic rituals in Germany, but the best place to do them is Northern California. He actually says, I love the rituals. Again, that's how hidden in plain view it is. So I want to talk about that Germanic death cult connection, as you said, back to the Illuminati and to Adam Weishaupt, if we can.
Well, let's talk about the Skull and Bones. The oldest use that we can find of the use of Skull and Bones as far as in Germanic, as far as ritual use, was in the 1700s in Bavaria. And there seemed to be a guard that was a personal guard of the Bavarian elector there, and the Prince of Bavaria. And that's the oldest that we find a use of it there. And then the Illuminati, you know, was founded 1776, the same year that Phi Beta Kappa was formed. And the Illuminati was formed at a university, was formed among students and professors. And he was known as a Hellenist because he was turning to Greek, because most other organizations that were at universities at that time were Latin. And so Phi Beta Kappa was the first of the Greek letter fraternities, okay, that started in the United States. And then any time you have a secret society, it can be used. I mean, you know, mysticism, religion, and fellowship aren't bad. They are just something like a gun. It is how these people are using this secret society and their religiosity beliefs that is very, very harmful to...
Well, it's mind control.
Yes.
It's mind control,
among other things.
It's the dark side.
Well, you look at television. Television is one of their biggest means of control.
Totally violent, totally wicked, attacking the family.
Right, and well, it's a technological means of mind control. It works at 60 cycles per second. There's a little imperceptible flicker that goes on in there. You read any book about hypnosis, it'll tell you 60 cycles
per second. Well, they even teach that in marketing classes at universities. It's not a secret.
Right, and like the guys who started the networks, CBS, Paley, comes out of military intelligence. He didn't have any money to start it. Where does he go? Brown Brothers Harriman to Prescott Bush. Prescott Bush raised the money for CBS and was on the board of directors until the day he died. You know? And then the whole things of the Kennedy assassination in 9/11, you know, it happened on 11/22 at the 33rd degree parallel at the Trinity River. And, you know, the first bomb site was the Trinity site at Alamogordo at 33rd degree parallel. And then the bomb was put together basically by, you know, a cadre and shepherded by Skull and Bones people. And then Secretary of War.
Let me stop you. We got a break. But since you raised this, stuff people can't ignore. The Chicago Mercantile on the one-year anniversary comes up 911.000. It's like one out of 14 billion plus. The New York lottery comes up 911. They are obsessed with numerology.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even to the point of NASA when they shoot their rockets off.
Well, it's like the Spain bombing, 911 days after 9/11 on 3/11.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the thing about when the first bombs were dropped in Japan, they were dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, and those are very close to the 33rd degree parallel also. It's just amazing.
And 33rd degree.
Yeah, it was started in Charleston, South Carolina in the early 1800s.
All right, we'll be right back, folks. Look at all your corporate logos and media symbols, all seeing eyes. We'll come back, take your call, stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Mm-hmm.
All right, John and Jason and Eric and Mike and Manuel, I promise, as soon as we start the third hour, we'll go straight to your calls, then we'll talk about the history of people discovering Skull and Bones and talking about it and how that took place at Anthony Sutton some of the next hour and talk about some of the current events, but first your calls. Before we go back to Chris Milligan and give you a phone number to get his just amazing book, I couldn't put it down, full of photos and documents, very well done, because I've researched this, folks. And if something isn't top-notch, I know pretty quick. I'm not tooting my own horn, that's just the facts. If you want to know what an offshoot of Skull and Bones does, the heads of it are the heads of Skull and Bones, it's Bohemian Grove. I film Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. How anybody wouldn't get this two-hour, five-minute video. Where I go to Northern California, I sneak in there, I shoot video of it. I mean, the Moloch worship. You got to have this video, $25.95. We got a bunch of other discounts right now on some of my other films as low as $5.95. Just go to InfoWars.com, look at all the specials, order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139 to get any of the videos or to ask questions about the different specials. 1-888-253-3139, or watch all my films online at prisonplanet.tv. So please take action. Chris Milligan, tell folks kind of a thumbnail sketch what the book covers, and I'm going to give a number out for people to get it.
Well, it covers a lot of things. What I wanted to do was present lots of different viewpoints of Skull and Bones, and so there's about 10 different authors, including even a lady whose father and grandfather were members of Skull and Bones. And,
is that Charlotte Iserby?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I've interviewed her, talking about her dad's deathbed confession. That was interesting.
Yes.
Continue.
And then also we included about five chapters of the hard-to-get book, the autobiography of George H.W. Bush by Tarkin and Tarpley and Chatkin. Anthony Sutton's memoir of Anthony Sutton, so people can understand how come Anthony was in the position to see this big picture and understand what he was able to understand, and then also some of his early newsletters.
Folks, if you read this book, you'll have a master's degree in Skull and Bones and really understand how the world works. You need to get this book, folks. Here's the toll-free number, 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645, and I'm not selling the book. I should be, but the network is. I only carry a few other books that are really good, like Creature from Jekyll Island. Give them a call, again, 877-300-7645 or gcnlive.com/shopgcn or gcnlive.com/shopgcn, or just simply go to gcnlive.com. You'll see a big banner to the GCN shop right there. Believe me, folks, this is a book you need to have. This is a book that is extremely powerful, 877-300-7645. We're going to break and come back and take calls, but what are some other things you want to get into on Skull and Bones?
Well, you know, a thing that I found that was very, very interesting, and it has a lot to do with their tie to San Francisco, is it was a guy from Skull and Bones that invented the cracking process that first made gasoline and paraffin. And as soon as he did that, he issued a report and said, "Gentlemen, it appears to me that your company may have in their possession a raw material from which, by a simple and not expensive process, they may manufacture very valuable products." As soon as he issued that report, the company passed into hands from investors from New Haven, Connecticut. And so these guys have controlled the gasoline market ever since it began in 1856. And the whole peak oil and all of that is all it's all just jive to get us to march to their tune. And that gentleman, Professor Silliman, there's a street named after him in San Francisco. And then he came out to San Francisco and was involved in the gold rush there, where actually they made more money selling shares to people and bilking people than they did by
taking
gold out of the ground.
They're masters of insider trading.
Absolutely, and pump and dump, and they've been doing it for hundreds of years and are still doing it.
Okay, we got a break, third hour, your calls, a ton of other details coming up.
Berkey Water.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups.
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're talking about the order of death, known as the Order of Skull and Bones. Many of our presidents, CIA directors, both presidential candidates in this last election, John Kerry and George W. Bush, his cousin. We're talking to Chris Milligan, one of the preeminent experts on skull and bones, and he kind of got an inside track on how the intelligence agencies operate because his father was a section chief or desk head for the globalists in some of their larger sectors. We're about to go to your calls. In fact, we're going to go to those calls right now because everything you see happening today goes back to the elites that are in different secret societies, but the different heads of each group are the heads of the other groups, and Skull and Bones is one of the central groups. Don in Arizona, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead, Don.
Thank you. I apologize for being off topic.
That's okay. Go ahead.
But I had found some research talking about phenylalanine and aspartame, and it discussed how phenylalanine is a naturally occurring amino acid in the body, and it metabolizes into neurotransmitters. And a lot of the symptoms of aspartame poisoning match the symptoms of deficiencies in phenylalanine in the body. And I thought this is important for people to know, that it's not just a matter of being a poison. This stuff will mess with your head, basically.
Well, I've had a lot of doctors and medical doctors on about aspartame in over 9,000 foods now, and it's basically wood alcohol, but during different processes as it breaks down, what you said is the fact. And this just shows how the globalists will take depleted uranium. These skull and bones, they just love using it, and our troops are getting sick from it. Chris Milligan, I mean, they could care less about us. Comments?
Yes. They want to move our country away from being a republic to being a fascist state and move the economic engine out of here and move it to China. And that seems to be their basic plan. And then also solidifying their blue bloodiness to be kingly over us, you know, it seems to be what they continue to do through psychological means and through direct means.
Don, anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, you had mentioned lasers being pointed as aircraft.
Yeah, and that's because 6 months ago the FBI advertised that, oh, terrorists may use lasers, and so now they found out it's kids that heard that on the news out aiming their little lasers at planes. More fear-mongering.
I just wanted to let you know, about 10 years ago I had heard some stuff on History Channel about how the Russians had actually developed...
Oh, they have real lasers, and they've shot some of our ships and blinded people with them.
Yes.
Those are high power. Thanks for the call. Fake terror alerts, or they even manufacture copycats. Comments on that, Chris?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they have to have a boogeyman. So, I mean, they use our hopes and our fears, you know. So they, you know, they've got to create something to make fear so that they can, you know, move people and hoodwink them. So that happens all the time.
That's it. All right, we're going to go to break here in a moment. We'll go right to Jason and Eric and Mike and Manuel and others. But I want to get more into how they think they get power off of these death rituals, because they really do these. I mean, this has been caught on tape. I've caught it on tape. Others have caught it on tape.
Well, it was very interesting. You know, Alexander Robbins' book, which I do recommend people read because there is some good information in there.
But she's from right across the road in another secret society.
Right. She's a member of Scroll and Key. And you know, two things that she did in that book, she tried to say that what Rosenbaum caught on tape, oh, well, that was nothing. They were just setting him up. But if you look at the ritual that he caught and look at other historical documents that we get bits and pieces of the ritual, it's right on. And then the other thing she tried to do was say, well, oh, gosh, Prescott Bush just happened to be the director of this bank, that this one guy had some money, and then the Nazi thing wasn't really anything. And that's one thing I tried to do in the book, too, was to show people that the Nazi thing was more than just Prescott Bush. It was a lot of Skull and Bones was involved.
Stay there. We'll take calls and talk about it.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest, most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are MERS. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking about the order of death. Skull and bones. Many of your so-called Christian conservative leaders. And we're about to go to Eric in Massachusetts, but he just hung up. So we'll go to Jason and Mike and Manuel and others here in just a moment. Homosexuality. Mr. Milligan, that's a thread I see run through this that I pick up at Skull and Bones, but I know the offshoot at Bohemian Grove, and the point is they're total hypocrites. At Bohemian Grove, you have them busing in male prostitutes, male porn stars, that's mainstream news. You know, we're talking San Francisco Chronicle, New York Post, to quote, service them. Richard Nixon said basically, there's a recording of this, Harper's Magazine reported on it. That's kind of when the Grove got mad at him and went after him. But he called it basically a homosexual orgy. Now, I didn't see that while I was inside for 5 hours. I just saw a huge satanic ritual. That's the day I snuck in, was to get that on tape. Not just death rituals, what about sex rituals?
Well, you know, one of the known rituals of Skull and Bones is you're supposed to talk about all your sexual experiences. And there is talk of homosexual rights involved in it. Whether those happen for sure, I mean, I don't know. They don't talk. There is evidence for it, and there's evidence for it in other organizations also.
I mean, the reports we've gotten from source after source, and I've got sources that are very good, let's just say very close to Skull and Bones,
They get in the coffins. They don't just have the whole group of men in there in the room. They get in the coffin and they do something with a skull when they're naked. And then, of course, people try to deny that, but the evidence certainly goes that direction.
Right. And then you have the whole Franklin cover up. And you have this theme running through it quite a bit. You have to also, these people that are members of Skull and Bones have gone through a quote-unquote mind control themselves, because in a secret society, going through rituals are a part of mind control. And so there's a...
Yeah, it's the ancient form of it.
You're right. So there's a good possibility that, the homosexuality is part of that type of compartmentalization, and that gives you the ability then to do some of the horrific acts and be associated with...
Well, yeah, the Italian mob, La Cosa Nostra, in the 50s, when their rituals finally got audiotaped, they burn a picture of Jesus, they say a little prayer to the devil. This is because they're good little Catholic boys. They've got to test them after they've committed murders, after they've shaken people down, after they've done decades of work for the family. Now, at the final point, now we're going to test you to go 180 degrees against your whole moral construct.
And this brings a compartmentalization, because part of this grew out of, these Calvinists and hyper-Calvinists who believe that, everything is preordained, and once you're saved, you can do whatever you want. And the hyper-Calvinists also believe that there are people that are predestined to hell. And so in the early, in the 1600s, 1700s, these people with this very strong religious belief, and they aren't supposed to believe in magic, but then they're immersed in a culture that is completely surrounded by folk magic. And so that helps create this compartmentalization in the mind that then allows them to be hypocritical in their actions. You understand?
Well, it's like this so-called Christian group called the Brotherhood in D.C., where these congressmen live in the house, and media goes there and interviews them, and they're like, oh, we love Nietzsche. We're not really worried about abortion. And then it's the supposed most Christian conservative leaders come out of this group, but then when you find out what they're really doing, it's hanging out with the gay porn stars in the woods.
Right, and it's like, in this one book, there's a story of a meeting with Reagan he had in London with somebody, and they said, we're going to take homosexuality and abortion and shoot them like bullets into the stomach of the America psyche. Because the elites really don't care about that, but it is, because abortion and homosexuality happen, okay? And as long as they happen, that gives them something to hang a controversy on.
But they never really do anything about it.
No, they never really do anything about it. It just gives them a controversy so that they can get people on both sides, throwing stones back and forth.
It's called a wedge issue. Let's go to the calls. Let's talk to Jason in California. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question for both of you. Maybe shed some light on something. In my family, we've had a portrait. I think it's of my great 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 grandfather, and he has a medal hanging off his suit there. And I had asked my mom what that was, and she said, as far as she knew, he was from England, and he was part of the Knights of Maccabee. I was wondering if both of you gentlemen have heard of that. She said it was some sort of secret society going back to royalty. That if we traced our lineage far enough, that...
Sure. Comments on these different allied groups.
Well, the Knights of Maccabee, again, you're going back to, right around the first couple centuries in Jerusalem, where the Templars and these families basically traced their roots to. When in 770 A.D., when Emperor Justinian took over
Titus went in.
Right. Titus took over Jerusalem. The royal families, and then also the families around the temple, because you had a situation where your father did it before you, and it's handed down to the first son or to control the spikenard or something like that.
And that's the intelligence agency nature. Secret societies were just secret guilds over construction, mathematics, farming. It was secrets, and universities were secret, and they believed science was magic. That's where this magic connection comes in because it goes back to antiquity, correct?
Right, right. And the priesthoods, I mean, they found out that, gee, if I can, create, quote-unquote, some magic, then the people, they'll start giving me free food, and sometimes they'll even give me their daughters before they're married, you know? So, I mean, the priesthood figured out that...
Okay, since you brought this up, very important, this goes to the heart of the New World Order. 6,000 years ago, a witch doctor, let's say, in what's Iran today, at that time called Aryan, that was just the region, Iran means that, or pick some African tribe 6,000 years ago, whatever, any group you want to pick in the world. These guilds would first study the stars, and they knew that after certain many years that there would be an eclipse, that something swallowed up the sun. So they would tell everybody, do what I say. And people would periodically forget it, not follow the witch doctor guilds, the first secret societies, and wouldn't give them all the goodies and build them a temple, the biggest house to live in, and give them offerings of food every day and be their slaves, basically, through superstition. They would finally say, okay, you're in trouble. Tomorrow the snake will eat the sun. And when the snake ate the sun, it was really just the moon going over the sun. Oh, they would prostrate themselves before him. So, again, this goes back to knowing hidden knowledge lets you scam the flock, correct?
Absolutely. And then, like with technology, one thing we find is that these people will take an old technology, milk it, and keep on milking it, and then hold off.
Suppress the new technology.
Right, suppress the new technology, and it helps them keep control. It's like the gasoline. You know, I mean, there was already markets when gasoline came around for oil, both illumination and, grease and stuff like that, and so they just started to monopolize that, and diesel came along, and he said, wait a minute, these guys have a monopoly on this, and so he had a social conscience, he developed the diesel engine in 1900, he ran it at Paris Exposition 24/7 on nothing but peanut oil, and pretty soon diesel is sleeping with the fishes, and the diesel engine is slightly modified so it runs on petrochemicals.
All right, thanks for the call, Jason. Really good points. Mike in Illinois. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Alex, and to your guests. I just have a question for you guys. I'm a Christian, and I'm very much into this secret societies and the New World Order and Illuminati and whatnot and 33-degree Mason. But at my church, Alex, and I've showed a couple films, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, and, Alex, the people in my church, they're brainwashed. They still think Mr. Bush is a Christian man, and I talked to one gentleman in my church a few weeks ago, and he said, well, you could talk about what he was in college and this and that, but he's a born-again Christian. He's a Christian man. He's a great man. He prays with his cabinet members. He prays before every meeting he has and this and that. And Alex, I just want to ask this to you guys. As far as I'm concerned, I look at Bush, I see him as an evil, satanic tyrant. Am I wrong in my
opinion? All right, let me just say something about this. Bush, on his public face, is whatever group he's talking to, like Clinton. Shinto shrines in Japan, mosque in Chicago, he's praying to Allah, he's praying to Buddha, he's praying to the demon of the shrine. And they've had articles about he never goes to church. And I'm not saying you have to go to church to be a Christian. My point is that where he really goes to church, what he's really into, what he doesn't miss, is Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones weddings that are rituals. I want to talk about that some, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
So when he really goes to church, it's before a stone idol. Comments, Chris?
Absolutely. I mean, those are just things for public pronouncement. It reminds me of, quote-unquote, the Pharisees in the Bible. And, would a Christian take his nation on a war of revenge? Would a Christian go, do this most latest war to Iraq? I say, judge a person by their fruits. And by their fruits, I don't see the man to be a Christian at all.
Would a Christian have a forced psychological testing, forced drugging plan passed?
Absolutely, Alex. No, I believe he is demonic, Alex.
He's just a rubber boy. He'll just be whatever is needed.
Yeah, did you see him yesterday with Clinton and his dad? He was stumbling so bad, and Herbert Walker was just wincing. But thanks for the call, Mike. We'll come back, talk to Manuel and others with our guest, Chris Milligan, the book, Fleshing Out Skull and Bones. We'll tell you how to get it after this break.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests to feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, as I said before the break, I'm going to give you the number to get Fleshing Out Skull and Bones. And it's a good coffee table book because it's in chapters. It's full of photos, and it's important to know who and what our ruling elite are. A bunch of decadent, power-mad control freaks. I mean, look at history. Elites always go crazy. They're always into a bunch of decadent garbage. They always think they're God. And we have to understand this is really going on. So here's the number if you want to call and get a copy, 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645. And I'm not selling the book, but the Genesis Network is. They have it on their secure online shopping cart, and I'm glad they're doing this. They offer a few other great books like preacher from Jekyll Island and others exposing the New World Order. Go to GCNlive.com/shopGCN. Or just go to GCNlive.com. You'll see a big banner to shop GCN. And I'm glad that I talked to the network. I said, I want to interview Chris Milligan, and you guys ought to carry his book because it's powerful stuff. Chris, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk now to Manuel in Pennsylvania. Manuel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Got a great discussion here. Got a question. I was being raised. Became well aware to me that there was so many secret societies. It was a literal panoply of just all these groups and organizations drumming along at their own little tune. And through that fine little symphony there, it all came together in one final composition. They were all working towards the same goal. It looks incredibly complex, but it's actually simple to the likeness of it.
Now, out of a few dozen secret societies that are real, you know, powerful official secret societies,
and then there's
lots of copycats, but out of those dozen or so real ones, it's a few hundred people that are the heads of all the groups.
The other ones have a symbiotic relationship that depends on the power of the ones above them. So I was reading about the NAACP and long ago found out about them, but I wanted to read about the players. And I came across reading much about William Edward Bernhardt Du Bois. When I was reading the released FBI files on him, I found out about a secret society called, it was spelled B-O-U-L-E, I think it's pronounced Du Bois. The Bibole?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I was reading about them, and what it says about them, what I ended up finding out through my research was that in their history book, they write about how they would partake of the tenets of Skull and Bones. So that piqued my interest, of course. And then you see that some of the most influential members of the so-called black population, Jesse J. Jackson and even Martin Luther King and many others, David Dinkins of New York, were members of the secret society. And it just shows you how everybody...
Well, that's because the elite has to control any threat. And you look at black leaders today, they're there to make sure blacks, and everybody else for that matter, is dependent on the government. If they can't get you on welfare, they get you in the criminal system, or now the psychiatric system, or under a draft. It's all about getting us under state control. Comments, Chris?
Well, anytime you have a pyramidal organization where, you know, somebody above you can, you know, ask you to do something, it can be used for good or bad. And like I say, secret societies have not always been a bad thing. Sometimes they have done good. But most definitely the situation we have today, they are doing some very bad dirty.
Well, the capacity for
abuse. And yes, it's a secret society that is black and also related a bit to the Prince Hall Mason.
Right, and they also, much like Skull and Bones and various others, they use the same cover of that possible deniability. Which
hey, look. The Black Masonic Hall here in town, and I confirm this, the Prince Hall Lodge, has a picture of Albert Pike in it. Folks, Albert Pike was one of the founders of the Klan.
Well, what I wanted to say was they used the cover of the Greek letter fraternity, much like us.
Well, you don't hear let me stop you. You don't hear Jesse Jackson saying, take Albert Pike's statue down that's behind the Supreme Court.
Hey, he's a servant of his master. He's an advisor to the king, as much as what they call themselves. You know.
Well, and he's also blackmailable. I mean, you know, you don't just control people by, you know, people are controlled through many different ways. But also, going back in history, you have Francis Dashwood, who at one time was head of the Masons, was head of the anti-Masons, and also head of British intelligence at the same time.
Always now, let me stop you for a second. Look, the point here is that Jesse Jackson will push to have the Confederate battle flag taken off an Alabama license plate, which is just stupid, but then he doesn't care about a statue of Albert Pike.
He's about pitting one group against the other. They create chaos, and that's all that he does.
So. I hear you. Thanks for the call. Great points, Manuel. Chris, continuing?
Well, like I say, you know, we find that people, you know, some people do their bidding for many different reasons, and not everybody that is doing their bidding is always in the midst of the evil cabal. And sometimes people get hoodwinked.
Well, that's why their system is the pyramid, their symbol, because it's about top-down compartmentalization as the intelligence agencies operate. Stay with us, Chris Milligan. Let's come back and cover some current events and talk about Anthony Sutton and take more calls at 1-800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately, working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
ABC Nightly News played the video of the satanic ritual as they're worshiping the devil. It's a small part of one of the rituals they do out in the courtyard. Behind the big walls, and Peter Jennings just said, oh, they're just having fun. It's all real funny. Can you imagine if I was doing rituals like this in my backyard, and then it was on local television, and then you guys would all be pretty mad at me, wouldn't you? I think the general public would. What if you were doing this? Your neighbor was doing this. But our Christian leaders do it, and oh, it's no big deal. We're talking to Chris Milligan, who wrote the powerful book, 712 pages long, Fleshing Out Skull and Bones. And we're taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. John in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. I have your book, Chris. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Two questions here. One on Hillary Clinton. What made her so accessible when she went to Yale? What kind of background did she and her father have when she came from, I think, Chicago? And also, can you give us some information on Pamela Harriman and her role and how she instigated some insider manipulation with the Clinton, bringing him through the rank and file?
Well, I do not know a lot about Hillary's background in Chicago. Basically, a word on the street is that she works for National Security Agency, NSA, which
right.
is much right. larger than the CIA. And then, as far as Pamela Harriman, she was the last wife of Averell Harriman, a very powerful
Democrat Skull and Bones, who in the same office was Republican Prescott Bush, and she was his last wife. And when Clinton lost the governorship there in Arkansas, she gave him a job. And then when he got back, when he was president, then he made her ambassador to France.
Right.
And
well, I brought, real quick here, I brought Hillary up just for the sake, because I thought either Alex, you or somebody would note that. I heard rumor that her father was in the legal profession, who also represented some high-ranking mafia bosses. I just didn't know if that was true.
Yeah, I've read that. But I mean, let me just add something to all this. Look at how when Congressman Dan Burton's committee was going to go after Clinton for pardoning cocaine dealers and people who were involved with communist generals, notice how Bush said, it's over. You're not going to investigate. Stop it. You know, MENA, Arkansas, and the cocaine dealing. These people are just puppets. And these are staged fights, folks. It is completely staged. Look at the policies between the Clintons versus the Bushes. They're almost identical, except for a few, you know, rhetoric issues that Chris Milligan mentioned earlier. So I'm glad you brought that up. Thanks for the call, John. Before we take just a few final calls, I'm going to talk about Anthony Sutton some and then about a few other issues with you, Chris Milligan. Before we do that, though, I want to get into the 2004 election. Now, they did the genealogy, Burke's Peerage and others. They weren't just cousins on one side of the family. Each person has really two sides of their family, and then each of those sides has two other sides, and it goes out basically from infinity. It's not just like their cousins, 13th, 15th, 12th cousins, 9th cousins, as they are. They're cousins over and over and over again, and those cousins are cousins. And it's not like, oh, we're all related. No, folks, this is why they called it blue blood. It was the Eastern breeding, you know, the Atlantic accent, almost a British accent. They are like a breed of dog, you know, where you just breed the beagles with beagles. Can you talk about that and talk about the 2004 election?
Well, the basic family grouping at Yale and at Skull and Bones is the Whitney family, with an overarching family of the Cabots. And that seems to be the bloodline that is there. And then it hooks into all the you know, the royal blood. And why do the blue bloods think they're blue? Well, it's because they, you know, they say they're related to King David, which is a nice way of saying, hey, I'm related to Jesus, and we should be your kings, blah, 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 blah.
And that gets into the Merovingians. And let me add something here. Again, and I've made this point over and over again. I've studied it. It isn't Catholics that run the New World Order. It isn't Jews. It isn't Protestants. It's devil worshipers. And there's Jews, there's Catholics, there's Christians, there's blacks, but predominantly it's a pretty white supremacist type organization. And from my studies, that's what we're dealing with. And they confuse us again with all these different group titles. Is that correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. They, you know, like I say, they own all the cups, and they can move the P to whatever cup they want. And so, yeah, they seem to control all these basic organizations, and then present, it's like an octopus, and they'll, you know, have one arm over here flash something, and then have another one over there. And
well, that's like Barry Hamish, the writer for the Jerusalem Post, you name it, very respected. He discovered that the Bilderberg Group controls the Jewish prime ministers and the Palestinian Authority. I mean, it's all a stage deal there.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. They want to create chaos. And because, you know, they seem to have this religiosity, and they tie it a lot to, like, Books of Daniel and what. I mean, why are we in Baghdad sitting about where the Tower of Babel was? I mean, this ancient, you know, civilization.
Why is the symbol for the European Union the Tower of Babel? And they admit that.
Mm-hmm.
With a giant pentagram above it and owls on the money and a beast rising out of the ocean on the money. They just flaunt it in our face.
Right. And well, you look at the Chairman von Braun, you know, he told this one secretary that basically they were going to use terrorism and then an asteroid and then flying saucers. And you know, you can look at this and, I mean, this may be way off the wall, but you get Jesus in the sky with aliens saying, oh, you guys stop this fighting here, all this chaos, and you ought to work with my, you know, my blue blood brothers over there.
Well,
you
they know? Admit that they have these programs with these holograms, and they do have these programs for disasters and to scare people through all of this. It, folks, they're a band of con artists.
Absolutely.
Basically, a high-tech con artist. That's what they do, and they just get better and better and better and better at it. Frank in Georgia. Frank, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey there. Before I ask you my question, first of all, I want to tell you thank you for listening to me. And concerning the Catholics, I was I come from Quebec in Canada, and
yes.
I was raised Catholic. Most people are over there, and it seems that they realize that it's kind of pointless to keep going to church because they keep telling you this all this bunch of fake stuff.
Well, look, the World Council of Churches and others run by Skull and Bonesers, it's all the denominations, it's all the groups. It's the Jewish groups, the Christian groups, the Catholic groups, you know, the Protestant groups. And if you look at all the heads of these groups over and over again, they're globalists. And that's why the globalist symbol is the pyramid. All they got to have is their top people over the main organizations and then have us all fight with each other down at the lower levels. And, you know, you got the Pope calling for world government. You got the Protestant group saying world government isn't bad. You got, I mean, it's serious.
Well, you have Dulles is now a cardinal. And part of this operation, too, is to divorce us from our institutions and to make us think our institutions are bad. And, I mean, you know, we need to have some government. But part of this operation is to say, oh, it's all the government's fault. It's all the government doing it. But it's not the government.
It's the criminal organized crime syndicate that plugs in at the top compartmental levels.
Right. They have infiltrated our government, have created the national security state, and then have used that secrecy of the national security state against us.
And then to undermine and expand their nest. Go ahead and finish up.
Right. And the same thing with religion and spiritual matters, you know. It's good for people to come together and to worship and to do this. I mean, and there's a reality to spirituality. Okay.
The globalists certainly know that.
Right.
But Frank, final comment.
I just wanted to ask you: do you know about the Georgia Guidestones? I don't know if you heard about that.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Does it have anything to do with Skulls and Bones or the?
Okay,
let me
just stop you.
Yeah.
Whether it's the left wing groups or the right wing groups or any of these groups, and it's the telltale sign of a globalist. They push a population control agenda, which is their pretext to go around enslaving and exterminating. And, you know, the Georgia Guidestones say keep the earth at 500 million.
Yeah.
But the Ted Turners, the Prince Phillips, all these people push this. Thanks for the call. Let me get a comment from Chris Milligan.
Well, again, it's something like they give, you know, one thing for some people to digest as a reason, and then they give another, like oil. They say, oh, well, we're in Iraq, you know, for oil, you know. But, I mean, that's jive. It's just an excuse for them.
Well, certainly oil is part of it, trillions in oil.
Well,
but it's also about weapons sales. It's about training a cadre of military for gun confiscation. There's a whole bunch of reasons.
And it's chaos, and it's for, you know, I mean, there's a reason why they're in Baghdad and in Iraq. And they're trying to create, mostly they're trying to create chaos.
I hear you. Thanks for the call, Frank. Last caller for our guest, and we're talking about a few minutes about Anthony Sutton really broke a lot of the news.
Blessed man.
Let's talk to Roberta in Colorado. Roberta, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to make a comment that I purchased Bloodlines of the Illuminati, and that book, I feel everyone should have a copy of that, especially people who listen to your program.
Well, I sell it. Thanks for plugging it.
It's a great book.
Let me say this. I know Fritz, and Fritz has done some good work, but also he says in there himself, he says, listen, I just gathered this stuff, and I'm throwing it up in the air, and there is some stuff in Fritz's book that is not correct. So you just need to do your homework on it, but there's a lot of good information in that book, yes.
Well, you know, I just wanted to say that. It explains everything. You'll understand everything that's going on in this globe if you just read through that book. And I have a question. I understand Fritz was in prison. What happened?
Oh, they definitely set him up. I interviewed his wife a few months ago.
Yes. He's in federal prison, bank robbery and growing marijuana.
Bank robbery?
Yeah, they kept raiding him, finding no marijuana, you know, no criminal record. They kept raiding him over taxes. And then finally had a... felon claim that he was that he robbed a bank.
Oh boy. Well, okay, that's all I wanted to say. You have a great show, and I think everyone should pick up Bloodlines and read about these families. They're very sick people.
Yeah, I've said it that I can't find anything in there. Just from my knowledge, it isn't documented. But I mean, anything that's 700-800 pages long is going to have a few.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
We're not perfect. We try to get. You know, what's happening, a lot of this stuff is hidden. Like, I never said Bohemian Grove was real until I snuck in and got the video of it.
Yeah.
Well, I know he talks in there about one fellow he says died from some cult in Sio, and I talked to the fellow himself, and I know he didn't get killed. So, like I say, I just know there's some information in there that is incorrect, but, you know.
Well, no, I respect your opinion, Chris, because I've read your book, and it's very well sourced, and God said it's preeminent, I think.
Well, thank you. You know, we tried. Like I say, one thing I wanted to do was to not just, you know, preach at people about what I believe, what I think. I wanted to give them, you know, a broad breadth of viewpoints so that they can make up their own mind, and then also they can use that as a resource to do their own research, because, you know, all of us are in this together, and our children and our grandchildren, and, you know, it behooves us to stand up, because
there are more of us
than there are of them.
Tell us about Anthony Sutton, and remember when we first started learning of Skull and Bones, and when it started surfacing into the conscious, because you could talk to somebody 10 years ago about Skull and Bones, they'd look at you like you had five heads. Now everybody I talk to knows about it.
Right. Well, Anthony was a technological researcher, and he was at Hoover Institute at Stanford, and he was writing these books about Western technology and the Soviets. And he came to realize that the Soviets didn't really have any technology. Everything they had, we either gave them through lend-lease or surreptitiously.
Just like our government gave the Nazis everything, and he covered that.
Right. And then he found out that, this was in 68, that in the Vietnam War, a lot of the materiel that the North Vietnamese were using was coming from Russia, was coming from factories that were built in the United States that were ordered through Italy. And a lot of the material, the bullets, the half tracks, even the motors in the ships that were taking the arms material out there were coming from the United States. So you had the United States supplying both sides in this war. And he found this out and well documented. And the Hoover Institute wouldn't let him print his third, his last volume on this. And so he went around them and printed it himself, National Assisted Suicide. And then he got kicked out of the Stanford Institute, and, you know, his life turned around because he was just reporting the truth, and so he did a bunch of research to find out why, you know, this was happening, and then he did his Wall Street series of books, and then somebody sent him, a disgruntled family member sent him a list of Skull and Bones, and he didn't look at it right away, but he copied it, and then later looked at it and said, gee, these are some of the same people he was talking about. And then he wrote his books, came out in 83 in four little volumes, and he put it together in 86 into America's Secret Establishment. Couldn't get it printed here. First ones were printed in Australia. Finally, a mom-and-pop print shop in Montana says, what do you mean nobody will publish it here? And they published it for many years. And then it was going out of print. I'd become friends with Anthony, and I says, Anthony, we can't let this go out of print. And I says, we need to put it in hardback and try and get it into the bookstores. We got it into hardback, and 3 weeks he was dead. And it was, you know, but we finally did able to get it into some bookstores, and...
You don't think there was anything suspicious there, do you?
You know, there's a possibility, but, you know, I really don't know, you know. You know, the coroner there says that he died of natural causes. He was 77. He did smoke. You know, I mean, he basically dropped dead at his house. His girlfriend thinks that there was weird things with the people upstairs, but, you know, I really don't know.
All right. Interesting thing I've never heard, we just learned. The world Skull and Bones wants to build. I mean, if they had their way, if we weren't resisting them, if they had their way, it's pretty clear what life will be like, a total police state, a nightmare, Brave New World, THX 1138, synthesis with 1984. But what do you see the New World Order building if they have their way?
Yeah, if they have their way, basically a fascist state, remove a bunch of the population, try and create big eco zones, and just have a small population. And you know, where they're basically like feudals, and everybody else are peasants and slaves.
And we're all busy talking about left and right, and meanwhile they're just recreating feudalism.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going back to the old days of what they are, blue blood scum.
Yep. That's, you know, that seems to be what their direction that they want to move us towards. And
royals of old, bored in the castle, got on power trips and thought they were gods and got into weird rituals, and it just gets passed on. It's the same thing today. A bunch of psychopaths who think they're God.
Right, and a lot of times they're usurpers. But, you know, you look into history, and what does a usurper usually do? The first thing a usurper does is he creates, some fake genealogy or, you know, a fake story.
Well, that's exactly what they do, is that they have these little chants about, you know, was he a warrior king or a pirate or a thief? You know, it's like, oh, the Nazi symbol, the skull and bones, the exact same thing that the SS wore right there on the tomb door in New Haven, Connecticut.
Right, and then also, like, killing of Kennedy. You know, I've looked at that really hard, and you see some of the ducks that were put in a row were put in a row even before Kennedy was elected. And what that was this elaborate ritual of killing of the king. You can read about it in Golden Bough, written in the 30s. And, you know, when you kill
the king, Hiram Abiff and all that Masonic stuff.
Right, when you kill the king, you take his power. And how was he built up to be this big king? But through skull and bones, through time, life, and Henry Luce. And built to be this big Camelot. We went from the land of Camelot into the land of Oz, where the wizard is behind the scenes manipulating things, and it's part of their revealment of their, you know, they want to create this relationship.
It's serious stuff. Chris Milligan, I want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Stay there. We'll talk on the other side.
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives in education.
I know this. The globalists get around a big 45-foot stone owl in red and black robes and worship Moloch, the human sacrifice deity of the coast there of the Mediterranean. And I know this, they admit they bust in the male prostitutes for our Christian leaders. And then we just put up with it. It's unbelievable. And that's what I cover in my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. But finishing up with Chris Milligan, because we cut you off there short. Again, Chris, thanks for coming on with us, and God bless you, and look forward to having you back up in the near future.
Anytime, Alex. Thank you kindly.
And but just finishing up, are we going to be able to? I think we'll be able to defeat the New World Order. But if we
absolutely. I mean, they're really having to react to a lot of things. And the creativity that the Internet has engendered.
They want to use the Internet as a control system, but it's not working.
No, it's a two-edged sword, you know, and the culture drove the Internet into something that they had no idea could be. And so they are faced with, you know, a population that is becoming informed. And, you know, there was, my dad quit the CIA in, you know, about 58, right when he had to... Right after the narcotics, because he didn't want to get involved in it.
And more and more people are going to do that. That's my last point.
Right.
Is that the head of Camp X-Ray, the general, quit and refused to torture, and now they can't even have a fake tribunal because their own prosecutors and defense people are saying it isn't a real trial. So now the State Department, the CIA, says we'll just hold people for life.
Right. And look who they tried to make Department of Homeland Security. An ex-driver of Rudy Giuliani. The guy hadn't even graduated from high school.
And was involved with all sorts of shady underworld characters. Thanks for the call. I mean, thank you for joining us, Chris. God bless you.
My pleasure. You take care. God bless. Bye.
You bet. Take care, my friend. Yeah, there's so many news items I'm here looking at the end I wanted to cover. The Internet is roughly doubling its users every year now. Blogs are up 58%. What are blogs? It's the media's term for individuals writing things on the net and people wanting to read it. 58% in 1 year. And that's just people out searching out for information, creating a type of community again. Millions and millions of our minds, we can overpower the globalists. We can overpower their disinfo agents. We can win this thing against the New World Order. But that's why they're coming out with Internet, too, to shut down the old net and control the new net. That's why they're coming out with all these big terror attacks they're souping up and engineering and brewing. So we got to get the word out, number one, about who's behind the terror. You look at modern terrorism, it's the globalists. Almost every time, any big fancy event, some huge complex event, it's them. And they have the motives. We've got to expose that now and have a mantra. Giving up liberty gives you tyranny and slavery, not security. You've got to counter them, and all of you have to be leaders in this fight. And in closing here at the end of the broadcast, you want to know about secret societies, folks. My film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, is preeminent. I mean, when it comes to films. I mean, I snuck in there. I got the video. You need to have Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. No need to, have to go read something on the Internet about it, though that stuff's great. You can actually watch the video, the rumors, and the documentation begins. And just for a few more days, because I've been so busy, I haven't taken it down yet, we got these specials of over 70% off some of my best films, a bunch of different discounts. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart. Watch video clips, look at the specials, order them, make copies, get them out to people. Or call toll-free to order. You can call and ask about the different video titles and specials. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please get the videos. Please get them out to people. Please don't wait. And in closing, you can call toll-free to get Chris Milligan's book, 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all.